Hello. Sorry to those of you waiting to hear the mash-up of John Oswald's Z24 with Portmouth Sinfonia's version of Also Sprach Zarathustra. It would seem that the official release of the Portmouth Sinfonia collection is soon to arrive. So please visit http://www.portsmouthsinfonia.com/ for further information. Suppose humorist and manager of the Portsmouth Sinfonia, Martin Lewis, http://www.martinlewis.com/, fails to see the significance of %20SCM25 in which John Oswald's Z24, 24 orchestral versions of Richard Strauss's Also Sprach Zarathustra, a 2001 theme, played simultaneously, is combined with the Portsmouth Sinfonia recording. Here's some histories on the pieces in question. Richard Strauss's Also Sprach Zarathustra, http://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/also_sprach_zarathustra. Richard Strauss. Also Sprach Zarathustra, op. 30, eng. Thus spoke Zarathustra, 1, Richard Strauss Also Sprach Zarathustra, op.org. Sample, help.info. Is a tone poem by Richard Strauss, composed in 1896 and inspired by Friedrich Nietzsche's philosophical treatise of the same name. John Oswald Z24, http://lawspeter.blogspot.com/2008/05/john-oswald-plunderphonics.html. On the track, Z24, Oswald uses the famous segment of Richard Strauss' epic Also Sprach Zarathustra. This piece has been recorded by hundreds of orchestras, and here he takes a large number of them and plays them simultaneously without adjusting the pitch or tempo. This effect is almost unnoticeable at first, but it becomes strikingly obvious when the timpani enter. The slight differences in the timpanist's tempi and rhythms create a cacophonous cloud of drums. As the second phrase starts, the different tempi cause a type of stretching effect as the next line begins while the previous chords hang ominously. Portsmouth Sinfonia, http://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/portsmouth_sinfonia. The Portsmouth Sinfonia was a real orchestra founded by a group of students at Portsmouth School of Art in Portsmouth, England, in 1970. However, the Sinfonia had an unusual entrance requirement. Players had to be either non-musicians, or if a musician, play an instrument that was entirely new to them. ZM25 used to be a recording of the juxtaposition of the slurred correct classic recordings with the incorrect classical recording to produce an incorrect recording of classical incorrectness. ZM25 was posted 2003.7.14. ZM25 aired on WFMU's Kenny G Show 2004.10.6. http://www.wfmu.org/playlists/shows/12799. We hope that in reversal of fortune, ZM25 will be added to all further distributions of the Portsmouth Sinfonia catalog. %20 Consumer Horror Corp. Rachel Wannabe Cultural Chimera.